It is 11 p.m. in the East and 8 p.m. here in Southern California. It's Larry W. with the Tuesday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network, where each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night on RTN, the Voice of Recovery, we present examples of people who are in sobriety, in recovery, and perhaps they've done that through 12-step programs, perhaps through other methods. We often have people who are treating people in addiction, and we do that as well. So what we have tonight, though, is an example of... thank you very much. Tomas is here. Well, good evening to you, Tomas. I want to say hi to you. I'll let you get on the mic as well. Wondering what that extra music was. How are you, sir? You can jump in here anytime. I know you're just walking through there, and there we go. Trainwreck Radio is what we have here tonight. We have a very exciting 2 hours with our guest, Dr. Terry Egan. He's the medical director of Moonview Sanctuary here in Southern California, which is, you're going to hear a lot tonight about a unique, I will not say truly unique, but a unique personalized treatment facility, outpatient facility. There are lots of things that Dr. Egan will talk about of the various conditions that he and his large staff and the folks over at Moonview Sanctuary have been able to treat with a variety of very interesting methods. We've used the word holistic here before on the program, and you can hear a lot more about that tonight, both medical, psychological, and a lot of other methods of treatment for people with a variety of situations, conditions, from anywhere, of course, from the addictions that we all talk about here in recovery, but also a lot of other emotional and physical addictions. And we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. We also want to remind you that tomorrow night it is Richard C. and the Old Timers. Richard's guest will be Paul Appleby. Paul is with COPE, a behavioral community services in Tucson, Arizona. And Richard C. and the Old Timers. Richard, by the way, will be coming up on 28 years of sobriety if he stays with it for another several days. We're excited about that. And Constantine and I will be back next Monday. And Tuesday we'll have Dr. Laura Trison, who also has started a program for people who are learning how to recover thanks to writing in recovery. And she has developed a program, Dr. Laura Trice, she will be on to discuss that. For those of you in recovery who want to get even better than you are right now, you can use that method of writing in recovery. On Monday night, by the way, next week, it'll be Alana Downey will be back. Alana is the head of Funhouse Presents. She has been here before with guests of hers who are in recovery and also successful musicians and entertainers. And Alana is going to be a frequent guest here. We might even do a music and entertainer show here as she brings lots of guests. But tonight, as I said, you're going to hear a lot about Moonview Sanctuary. You can join us as well. 800-336-2225 is our number here. Anywhere toll-free, 800-336-2225. If you have a loved one or if you yourself are suffering, and I want to also mention, if you're in recovery, and maybe you're finding some tough times. Maybe you're wondering why it seems not to be working, whether you're in a 12-step program or you're abstaining through some other method. And maybe your life just isn't working as well as you think it should. There are answers to that. And Dr. Terry Egan is going to talk about that. And it's just there's so much to talk about. And you can join us, as I said. You can also send me an email here, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. I will take them here live and answer your questions. With that, we're going to be bringing on our Langer broadcasting audience after this break. You can reach us here. This is Larry W. You're listening to the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk. We'll be right back.
The best. Values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Chances are someone you love deals with the challenges of alcoholism, compulsive eating, drug abuse, or some other addiction or compulsive behavior. Maybe even you. My name is Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network. Join me live Monday and Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 8 to 10 Pacific, and Richard C. on Wednesdays, where we'll feature individuals with firsthand knowledge of addiction and recovery. That's the Recovery Talk Network, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 8 to 10 Pacific, here on CRN Digital Talk. This is Larry W. welcoming you to a Tuesday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network, 7 minutes after the hour, welcoming in our Langer Broadcasting affiliates, WBIX 1060 AM in Boston, WLTH in the Gary, Indiana, Chicago area, and of course in 33 other states. We have our CRN Digital Talk listeners. Good evening to you, Tomas. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Larry. Great.
We're glad to have you with us, handling the heavy duty there on the boards. The Recovery Talk Network, as our regular listeners know, is here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, 8 to 10 Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And we share stories of people in recovery who have conquered the challenges of their addictions. And we also like to present folks who are helping others in their recovery. And that is our opportunity tonight. My guest, Dr. Terry Egan, is the medical director at Moonview Sanctuary. It is, as I had a chance to visit, I'm delighted to have been able to see the facilities there. Works with people who are challenged by emotional, physical, social, or spiritual upheavals, and treats people through a variety of methods, which we're going to explore tonight with Dr. Terry Egan. And these are folks who have challenges with addictive behaviors, perhaps anxiety or anger, certainly grief and loss, which is not an addiction. We're going to hear more about that. Obsessive compulsive behaviors, relational conflicts, which is probably deals with just about everybody at some somewhere along the line. But it is a unique approach, and the methods there you're going to hear a lot about tonight. Some you may be familiar with, some you may not be familiar with, but that is the uniqueness that is Moonview Sanctuary. And with that, I want to welcome in Dr. Terry Egan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate you being here tonight. I
appreciate you having me.
I'm excited to have you here because, as I say, I did have the opportunity to visit Moonview Sanctuary, and I got a chance to see it. But let's start a little bit about the first of all, it's an interesting name, and perhaps some of the philosophy of Moonview Sanctuary.
Certainly. Well, let's start with the name because that's a story that we don't get to tell very often. When we were looking to create a name for the center, we each put in different ideas that we had that we thought might have a nice ring to it, that might cause people to pause and reflect on what the name might mean. The reason we came up with the name Moonview is this: the moon is the darker part. It's the more covert parts of our lives and our psyche that we like to look at. If you think of the sun as the bright, the upfront, the in-your-face part, that's oftentimes the persona that people show into the world. But the moon, the darker parts, that and the back are those that often remain hidden. And those are actually some of the areas that are the most important to look at psychologically. The reason we called it a sanctuary is because we truly do believe that it is a place of healing. About a third of the treatment that we do at Moonview is spiritually based, whether we're talking about the 12 steps or whether we're looking at different religious denominations or affiliations that people may have in their life. And so we thought it was a very telling name. So Moonview Sanctuary is what we came up with.
Well, it is a terrific facility as well. And again, let's start a little bit with the types of folks that you're going to be seeing there.
Sure.
Who come in. First of all, it is an outpatient facility. Talk a little bit about the facility itself.
Be happy to. Moonview is an outpatient, so therefore it's a non-residential treatment center located here in Los Angeles. And we specialize in the integration of Eastern and Western modalities of treatment. And I'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But we work with a whole host of situations, disorders, circumstances, whether people are dealing with a purely psychiatric condition, maybe dealing with depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorders, and other things, or they may be dealing with a social upheaval that's gone in their life. There may have been some indiscretion, some family situation or circumstance, possibly a legal issue that is wreaking havoc in their life and in the family system. So we work with people who may be dealing with something of a social nature. We deal with people who are in career change. We may work with people who are kind of at a spiritual crossroads in their life. They may have accomplished all of the things that they set out for earlier in life, and they got the education, they had the job, they had the relationships, but they have now come to a place where they're left with that sense of what more is there to life and what's the purpose of me being here. So we really enjoy that deep kind of work with people. We work a lot with couples and families that may be going through a situation, maybe a loss that's happened, a death in the family. We work with people who are dealing with chronic illness or new diagnosis. You can imagine getting a diagnosis of cancer in your life or in the life of one of your family members, and your world is forever changed.
Sure.
So these are some of the examples of things that we work with. And it's one of the things that makes us different than any other treatment center. Usually, if you think about going to a treatment center, you have to have some specific disorder and that you might go for that kind of treatment. But at Moonview, we actually treat life.
Well, that's good. And that is a great place to stop for this first break. Dr. Terry Egan, Medical Director of Moonview Sanctuary, is our guest here tonight. And we're going to hear a lot more about Moonview, as well as lots of other things that Dr. Terry Egan has a phenomenal background. I had a chance to spend some time with him, and you're going to want to spend some time with him as well. We'll be back on CRN Digital Talk and the Recovery Talk Network right after this.
Winter is around the corner, and with energy costs on the rise, now is the time to replace your home's old drafty windows. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call 1-800-569-1093 for a free in-home design consultation. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now and save $375 off your replacement windows. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Energy savings may vary depending upon your home. Replace your windows now. Call Sears at 1-800-569-1093 and save $375. Add beauty and charm to your home and save energy at the same time. Call Sears today at 1-800-569-1093. Sears, where it begins.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0362. 1-800-410-0362. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0362.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
It is 15 and a half after the hour. Larry W. on the Tuesday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. My guest tonight, Dr. Terry Egan, is the medical director at Moonview Sanctuary, an outpatient facility here, a unique one to say the least, and we're going to hear more about that here in Los Angeles. And we're learning a little bit about the philosophy as well as the types of folks that you treat. Again, welcome back, Dr.
Thank
Egan.
You. Thank you.
You may have mentioned things that are not necessarily traditional treatment center people who are, you know, cocaine addicts or alcoholics or druggies, but have life issues.
Right.
Why don't you expand a little bit about that? Because obviously you are people, there are people who come to you and who do have a drug.
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably about half the people who come to work with us are dealing with some kind of addictive behavior, whether it's drugs or alcohol, a sexual issue, some other kind of compulsive behavior, an eating issue. But the other 50% of people are working with us for life issues in general. And so if you think about it, in the popular understanding of what treatment is, if someone in your family has a crisis situation or has a clearly defined addiction, people say, what are we going to do? We got to find some treatment. Maybe we'll try to find a treatment center. Maybe you'll send them to a center where someone you know has been, or you've read about it, or you've heard about it. And so people sort of understand how that works. But there are many, many kinds of situations that happen in life that are not what people would think of could be treated in a center. But we wanted to have a place where we had many, many, many different practitioners and many different modalities of treatment to create a treatment plan for someone who's dealing with something that might not be able to be treated in another kind of treatment center.
In a typical detox situation.
Absolutely.
Whatever treatment that would go on.
Absolutely.
There. Group therapy and other things that
that's
would
correct.
Not lend themselves to what, as you diagnose and assess the individual.
That's correct. And one of the other things, too, that really separates Moonview, all of the treatment at Moonview is completely confidential. And if you think about why that's important, if you go to a traditional treatment center, a vast majority of the treatment is group-related. Now, having been a psychiatrist for many, many years and having run groups and been a member of a group myself, I think groups are absolutely fantastic. However, there are some people who will avoid treatment in the very beginning because of the risk of disclosing in front of a group. And if you're someone whose notoriety might cause the stock market to wobble a bit, you might become uninsured if you're in a particular profession. You may be a physician or someone who there's going to be enormous consequence to you in your life in that initial disclosure. So people resist coming into treatment. What we do is we create a model so that everything is confidential. There are security cameras and bodyguards, etc., so that no one in the center ever sees any other patient who's there. And what that allows is for us to use many, many different practitioners working with that individual one at a time. When we do have a group experience, it's a number of different therapists in the room working with that patient at that time. So we do have group, but there are no other patients at that
right.
point.
Right. It's no concept.
Exactly.
The group theory.
Exactly.
And that is interesting because, again, from most people's experience, they don't think about that component. And yet, those of us like myself in 12-step meetings, and, you know we kind of tend to self-monitor ourselves a bit. But merely to say we're as sick as we are secret
right.
doesn't help if by disclosing those secrets, you're jeopardizing your family and everything you
That's
went there
correct.
For.
That's correct. And what we do encourage is that as people begin to be more comfortable and have a deeper understanding of what's going on in their lives, we absolutely encourage people's participation in a group process, and we help set that up in the community for them, be that a 12-step group or some other kind of support group. But in the beginning, we allow them to find the vocabulary and the understanding of their disorder privately with a team of professionals first.
Now, you mentioned the team of professionals. What are the various members of that team?
Well,
do you have?
I would love to tell you about that. First of all, I have been the medical director of a number of different treatment centers over the years, drug and alcohol centers and eating disorder centers, freestanding psychiatric units. And what I did was I looked at the places where I thought things were missing. There would be times when we would have a treatment going on and I thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to bring in some music therapy at this point? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to bring in some art? What if I could bring in hypnotherapy here? What if I could begin to bring in some body work or some work with animals? And in the recovery programs, many of the treatment centers now have begun to use some of these kinds of modalities. Hypnotherapy, yoga, and other things are now available. But I wanted a full smorgasbord of things that we could draw from. And so we have an incredible list of modalities which we're able to bring in and tailor a treatment specifically for that person based upon the needs that they have at the time.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more with Dr. Terry Egan. You can go to their website, moonviewsanctuary.com. More with Dr. Terry Egan and me, Larry W., right after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous. I came to my first NA meeting in defeat. I didn't know what to expect.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone. I heard them talk about the same feelings I was afraid to share.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now, 800-781-9713.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, this is Ms. Muggsy, your new psychic medium here on CRN Digital Talk. Call me Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-336-2225 for live sensitive readings and a better understanding of life's challenges. That's me, Ms. Muggsy, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk.
It's 24 after the hour. There's some music that, thanks to Alana Downey, who will be our guest here on Monday, joining Monday night 8 to 10. She's with Funhouse Presents, and she's going to be bringing us, particularly on a regular basis, musicians in recovery and some of the challenges about being on the road and being trying to stay in recovery. Dr. Terry Egan is our guest here tonight. And I know along the way, and again, of course, without revealing any names, there are people who are celebrities, and we see a lot in the media. And how do you feel about the special challenges about people who are celebrities, may be in show business or perhaps politicians? What do they bring? Is it different than maybe CEOs or any other people of a higher visibility? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting. It's a great question, and it's one I get asked a fair amount. Like, talk about sort of the treatment of celebrity. Now, we often think of celebrities as the people that are on the magazines or on television, but the issue of celebrity or notoriety cuts across all professions of life. My father is a minister. And in our community, the minister was a celebrity, meaning that it's a recognizable figure who has an influence. It's a voice that people listen to. And if you're talking about a media celebrity, people are curious as to what their opinions are, whether it's about politics or art or fashion. If you're talking about someone who is in the business world, maybe is in Forbes a lot or whatever, people are interested in how they make money work and how does the stock market work and what influences our world economy. So the issue of celebrity does a number of things. One is it does put a spotlight on you, and it does cause you to have a public persona which begins to be projected forward. It also provides an opportunity for you to begin to create some shadow parts of yourself. Now, everyone has shadows, everyone has secrets, but the issue of celebrity sometimes exacerbates that a little bit. Most of our most private thoughts we keep private, or we share with a therapist or with a family member or with a best friend. But if you are someone who is of a particular notoriety, it becomes very difficult in understanding who to trust. And so maybe you can only trust your accountant or your lawyer or your therapist. And there may be people who want to get into your life to sort of know your business. They may try to exploit you for money or for other reasons. And so this whole issue of celebrity is kind of a swirling opportunity for a lot of problems to come out of. Also, because people are watching celebrities, and they're watching to see what they think and how they behave and what's important to them, this oftentimes influences popular culture. And what we'd like is for our celebrities to be putting our attention in good areas. We'd like them to be setting examples of good behavior, of good choices in life, so that this can be an opportunity, almost like a mentor. Unfortunately, that's not always the case, and people sometimes find it quite titillating to watch as a celebrity is having a lot of difficulties, and I think that doesn't bring out the best in any of us.
It's not necessarily the celebrity's fault when the media chooses to focus on that.
That's correct.
Although, and I've said this before, I found it personally appalling to be watching a Larry King show one weekend and seeing across the bottom, you know, Lindsay Lohan has been attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, her publicist reports. So you have the problem because I think it's really more sad than anything else about these individuals, either these young women or men who are struggling with the same problems that I've struggled with and have to do it in front of the public.
Absolutely. Everyone.
Thank God no one was following me around while I was driving drunk or performing a lot of these things.
Sure.
And I didn't have paparazzi around.
Right. And a lot of people wagging their finger, a lot of judgments coming your way, a lot of condemnation. If you think about its ability to affect how you earn an income, whether or not you're able to continue to be a parent in the world, whether or not you're able to live with the usual freedoms or other freedoms that you may not have anymore. Over my 15 years as a psychiatrist, I've worked with lots and lots and lots of celebrities, be that media celebrities or government, and not a single life would I have chosen for myself. Of all of these people.
To do that.
Absolutely.
We say that there are 17, 18 million alcoholics in the country, for example, many of whom are parents, maybe even whom are parents with young children. And yes, if every one of those were to lose their kids.
Absolutely.
Just because they're an alcoholic.
That's right.
I know a lot of people, maybe in the environs, that's a shame. And not
that
kids deserve to be raised in an abusive household.
Of course,
but it's still
not
different.
I think too that people feel able to judge a celebrity because they feel that the celebrity has thick skin, and so we can cast judgment that direction.
Not true. More on that and much more, Dr. Terry Egan. We have lots to talk about tonight. I hope you join us for the rest of this hour and next hour. Moonview Sanctuary, you can reach them at 866-601-0601. Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk. We'll be right back.
Digital Talk Radio, CRN, CRN.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787.
Hi, this is Linda Ronstadt for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
He was mine for a while. We had the time.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-931-7721 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-931-7721. That's 1-800-931-7721. Sears, where it begins.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-994-4646. That's 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. 1-866-994-4646.
If I knew that I could not fail, if I believed, would the wind always fill up my sails? How far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk where fools and dreamers dare to tread and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave?
It is 35 minutes after the hour. That, of course, is Janice Stanfield. If you would like to have that CD, singles we used to call them when I was a boy, even 45s, send me an email here at LarryW@recoverytalknetwork.com requesting that, and we will select a caller or two, and I will give you Janice Stanfield's CD of What Would I Do If I Were Brave. You can also call, and if you want to ask a question of our guest, Dr. Terry Egan, of Medical Director of Moonview Sanctuary, we will also get you a CD of Janice Stanfield's What Would I Do If I Were Brave. The number here, 800-336-2225. Music is important. Oh, and you
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful
that great song.
Just great? Amazing.
Janice Stanfield, janicestanfield.com. We will plug her stuff.
Absolutely beautiful.
And music, you say, is part of some of one of the modalities, if you will.
It certainly is.
And how does that work? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I think I experienced it just now listening on the commercial break as we were coming back into the segment, listening to that song. You it's transcendent. You go to some other place inside of yourself. There's a soothing, a calm, a sense of sort of deeper understanding. You listen to the words of a song, and it has special meaning for you that may be the same as the meaning that someone else gets out of it, or maybe something completely unique. The issue of the rhythm, the issue of movement. I think you listen to a song that makes you want to close your eyes and makes you want to kind of curl up. We are so strongly affected at deep, deep, deep levels of our psyche and in our body from music. And so what we wanted to do was to be able to tap into that. I've had for years people in psychotherapy say, you know, I wish life was like the movies. I wish there was a soundtrack that would play. And like when I was going to have my first kiss, that there'd be this really great song. Or when I'm running down the court, you know, with the basketball. Absolutely, that the right songs are playing. And I say, well, you know what? Why don't you bring some music to therapy with you? And we'll use that. So somebody will bring music, and they'll start to talk about a particular situation in their life. And I said, what kind of music would really help you convey this story to me right now? And we'll put that music on the CD, and we'll start to listen to it. It's quite amazing what happens. So what we do at Moonview is we may have people create music with a music therapist who's there, and they may write a song using words and music that they come up with on their own. It may be using a collection of music that's specifically significant to them and incorporate that into their treatment. Sometimes we will create almost like a soundtrack, a collection of songs that are very, very meaningful. If you think about it, you're going through particular transitions in your life, and sometimes a song people use a lot, I will survive, you know. And so you know how strongly that can affect you when your heart is broken, but you hear these songs with these words, and it makes you think you can make it another day. So we encourage people to use poetry and art and music and all these things as a part of the substrate to build the healing in their life, and it's a joy for us to do it with them.
I guess if you were around when I was a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, and I collected 45, so mm-hmm. I know what my favorite songs at the time were. Songs like Since I Don't Have You, I mm-hmm. Want to Be Wanted, All Alone Am I, mm-hmm. Somebody Nobody Wants, Lonely Teenager, mm-hmm. The Way of a Clown.
Oh, yeah.
I Make You Laugh When You're Blue, That Way I Can mm-hmm. Be Close to You. From
yeah.
the start, I play the part, while I make you laugh, someone else steals your heart. That's the way of a clown. Well, but the songs I guess we select, I mean, it's just
oh,
it's tells
it's
so
phenomenal.
Much about us.
It's phenomenal. And think how you remember them, too.
Well,
I watched you just now.
A little lonely, depressed child.
Sure. Takes
Tomas,
right
I haven't
back.
Had a psychiatrist. Well, I've had them on the phone, but I've never had them look at me. You know, when they start taking notes, I know I'm in trouble. They're giving me their card, and they take out the prescription pad. Dr. Terry Egan, I just got intimidated, and I still have another hour and 20 minutes to do. No, you're doing wonderful. Go to moonviewsanctuary.com. If for no other reason, of course, you can get a lot of the information. But if you're out there, if you are in your own mind or if a family member, loved one is struggling, I like what you said, Dr. Egan, about you may not have or the person may not be living here in Southern California, but you've been able to at least find help for people.
Absolutely. I would say probably only about 1 in 10 people who contact us at Moonview are actually appropriate for treatment with us. It may be because they live in other parts of the country and they're not able to come and work with us in the center. It may be that they need a different level of care. They may actually need a residential treatment experience. They may need some detox and other kinds of things. Oftentimes people are looking for something, but they don't know what it is. And so just That's true. Talking to us on the phone, we begin to understand, you know, this person actually needs to find fellowship. They need to find a spiritual fellowship. They may need to get to a recovery room in their community. They may need to begin to be involved in charity work. I can't tell you how many people call and say, I want to be a part of the solution in life, and I can't find it in my community. Now, you might say, well, why would somebody call a treatment center with that kind of request? People call treatment centers with all kinds of requests. Oftentimes it's for, quote, my friend, quote, who has a problem. But many times people are looking for a way to be connected. They're looking for a way to be of service. They want to find a way to give money or to give of their time. And they call treatment centers and ask for suggestions. And so all day, every day, we are giving people names of centers in their area, charities in their area, different ways that they can be involved in their community. And it's truly one of the most joyful parts of the work that I do, or with people that I never, ever meet.
Wow, that's great. And again, the number at Moonview Sanctuary, 866-601-0601, or send me an email here, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, or you can give us a call, 800-336-2225. All this information is on our website at RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, and the archives of last week's shows are there as well. So you can listen to William Cope Moyers, to Claire Weissman of the Weissman Institute, the comedians from Yuckaholics, and Richard C's guest from last week as well, Tia, who is a life healer, energy coach, who combined the 12 steps and integrates the 12 steps with what we now know as The Secret. So with that, we will be back. You're listening to Larry W., the Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
Saw you again at the parlor, crossing the walk with your lady. I caught your eye from afar.
Coming up on 45 after the hour, Larry W. in the first hour of the Tuesday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. My guest tonight, Dr. Terry Egan, the medical director at Moonview Sanctuary. It is a unique outpatient facility. It's a unique facility here in Southern California, with a combined program with psychiatric evaluations, psychotherapeutic evaluations, medical services, but also a number of other modalities. But I'd like to take a second and go back here, Dr. Egan, and tell us a little bit about how it started and who started it. And it's really a fascinating and certainly both a tragic and inspiring story.
Sure, I'd be happy to. It's a beautiful story. About 10 years ago, Dr. Lori Perlman, who's now Dr. Lori Levin, came up with this idea of trying to create a treatment center that would combine Eastern and Western philosophies and working with people. And she started looking around in the community to meet some other therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists and other healers that might have a similar vision. And so she brought us all together, and we began about 10 years ago to create this treatment model. We would work together every week, and we would sometimes use patients in our individual practices, and we would take spaces at hotels and use different kinds of therapies, and we would combine them in different orders with different techniques. And we decided we'd limit to a 50-minute hour, that we might want to let a therapy run for 2.5 hours. We might want to intersperse different kinds of silent treatment with active loud treatments. And so for about 7 years, we were working at creating this model. When it came time to look more at how to develop the business and create the physical plant and bring it to the actual fruition, I had read an article about a gentleman who was the CEO of Time Warner, Jerry Levin. And I had followed his life and his career over time, and I knew that a number of years ago, one of his sons had been brutally murdered. And I had followed followed this in the media over time, and something spoke to me, and I thought, you know, this gentleman would understand the vision that we're trying to create. We want to be able to help people who have a voice that the world will listen to. And if people of particular notoriety or stature are willing to say, you know what, I needed help, I went, I got help, this was useful for me, then I think it gives permission to other people in the community to come out to deal with their own issues. So I suggested to Dr. Perlman that we contact him. We didn't have any connections, but she is very resourceful, and she cold called him in New York and asked, could we have a meeting to talk about a business that we were thinking about creating? And he didn't know us from dirt, but he graciously said, I'll give you 30 minutes. So several weeks later, she and I are on an airplane, and we fly to New York, and we meet with him for about 30 minutes, and we talk to him about this idea for a treatment center. Now, he wasn't familiar with treatment. This wasn't anything that he was interested in. He was concluding his time there at Time Warner and really thought that he was going to spend more time writing and doing some other kinds of things. He gave us some suggestions. We said, can we put these in place and come back and talk to you again? We were kind of pushy.
Yeah.
And he said, sure. So about 3 or 4 months later, we went back, and that time we spent several hours with him over breakfast. He was very kind and generous with his time and listened to, again, more of our dream. And I think during that meeting, began to take a look at how Moonview would have been helpful for him during the time that he was running Time Warner and had to deal with just that horrific tragedy in his life. And so he gave us some more suggestions, and lo and behold, we were going to ask him if he might be willing to be on our board of directors, since he had expressed an interest in helping us. And it wasn't too much longer that he was sitting in my office with all of us in Beverly Hills, and it was a very surreal moment when he came and said, I want to help you open your center. I think what you're doing is something that's really wonderful, and I'd like to put my reputation and my support behind it. So again, it was an answer to prayer. We had prayed for direction. We had prayed for support. And needless to say, when he came to be part of us, it opened a lot of doors. He has a wonderful Rolodex of people who've been quite supportive, and it was a dream opening to a dream business, and he's been with us ever since, and is with us in the space, and has been a mentor, a guide, a support, and serves as our presiding director presently, and I think is just an extraordinary man.
It really is, and it is interesting when you talk about folks who are CEOs, former CEOs. There's an old slogan, or the slogan in the disease, and even in 12-step rooms, how every alcoholic adversely affects 4 others, probably more than that, maybe 10 others. What we like to do here at the Recovery Talk Network is to show that people in recovery can get those ripples going.
Absolutely.
As Bobby Kennedy used to talk about, the ripples going back in the other direction.
Absolutely.
And positively affect 4 or 10 or a dozen others.
That's right.
Well, when you think about a CEO or someone in business, the opportunity to truly affect thousands of others, or
that's
a politician
correct.
Perhaps who says, you know, maybe the healthcare system maybe needs some reforming or insurance, or, without getting political specifically,
certainly,
but acknowledge the fact that there are opportunities out there, that there are solutions. There,
right.
I you know use that expression, but
well,
is just great.
And tying that back in with the issue of celebrity, I mean, one of the things that I've enjoyed about working with celebrities over time is to help them find that sense of purpose in their life. Because people are going to be watching what they're doing, and they're going to be watching what they're interested in. And so when I'm working with someone who maybe the celebrity is building over time, it's like, you know, what do you want your life to be about? What are the ways you want to be of service? How do you want to help promote a better world? And when they make positive, healthy choices and set good examples, there are lots of young, impressionable young people who are watching. And I think it moves the world in a better direction.
Well, it sure does. And of course, that's the goal here, as you're doing, is to take the stigma and come out of the shadows of this disease called addiction, not this moral failure. And with that, more with Dr. Terry Egan. We have a wrap up this hour with some sense of hope, and also back with another hour. This is Larry W. You're listening to There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-0548. That's 800-768-0548.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-768-0548. Call now. 800-768-0548.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I'll put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Keith and Charmy Amber, just exploding with new perspectives.
And sound answers to life's tough questions.
Check out Mastering Ourselves on CRN 1, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're spiritual lifestyle experts offering an intriguing journey where you end up more at home with yourself, your behavior, and your understanding of life.
So come on.
You can do it.
Stretch into
the greater you
on Mastering Ourselves.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach. And you know it might not ever come your way.
It is 54 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Tomas. We're going to play more of that in the second hour. That's Martina McBride with Anyway, and another great song. By the way, if you have a song that you'd like for us to feature here on the Recovery Talk Network on There Is a Solution, send me an email, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, and go to our website, and you can see the email information, RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. And not only will I play that song, we'll find it, but we'll send you one of these as well. We only have a couple of minutes to wrap up this hour. Dr. Terry Egan, Medical Director at Moonview Sanctuary. You can get more information about them at moonviewsanctuary.com. Now I'll do it in English for the next hour. Or call them at 866-601-0601. So there are people out there who are struggling, family members struggling. What information, what message would you like to relay to them?
Well, what I would want to remind people is this, is that you are not alone, no matter where in the world you are, no matter how remote the place where you live. In our dark moments, we feel that we are the only one who's maybe experiencing what we're going through. But the truth of the matter is, as a therapist, getting to be with people in the privacy of their private moments, we are not alone. We are all a very connected group of people on the planet. And there's a quote that I like to remind patients. It's called, the quote simply says, "Be the change you want to see in the world." And I think that really about sums it up. If you want the world to be a better place, if you want the world to be a place that has joy, that has hope, that has opportunity, that has connection, then those are things that you need to create in your own life. And if you're having difficulty doing it on your own, get assistance, reach out for help, place a call, ask someone in your community, ask someone in your church or in a social organization where you're a member. It just takes that step. And as I said, most of the people who contact us at Moonview are never going to come and work with us specifically. But I think the very step of calling, the very step of reaching out and asking for help is a key one. And what I would want to do is to help them feel over the telephone or over the radio waves this evening that hope is there, that there is help available, regardless of the amount of money that you have in your life and regardless of where it is that you live. And if it's something that you are looking for in your life, don't keep it a secret. Tell someone, reach out, and I think things can be better for all of us.
That's great. Dr. Terry Egan, Medical Director of Moonview Sanctuary. We're going to be back with another hour. We have so much to talk about. I want to get into a little bit of your history. You say you've been doing this for about 15 or so years in a variety of areas. And you've had some experience with eating disorders, something near and dear to my heart, my tuchus, if I may speak it, and a variety of other body parts. Also, if you tune in for the next hour, we're going to discuss acupuncture, chiropractic, also equine assisted psychotherapy, something I had a brief opportunity to experience. I want to hear more about that, maybe more about music therapy. We'll have some more songs. We want to hear more about Martina McBride, and Tomas will help us with that in the next hour, and more from Janice Stanfield as well. And again, more with your calls or emails, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, or give Tomas a call here, 800-336-2225. We'll be back with more with Dr. Terry Egan. And your issues, if you wish to call, and I'm going to make sure that I mention and bring up a lot of different topics as well, because we are here, and this is There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk, Langer Broadcasting, WBIX 1060 AM in Boston. We'll be back live right after this.